From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. The Democratic primary season is coming to a close. You could say it ends next Tuesday when Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama compete in the final primaries, Montana and South Dakota. About 30 delegates at stake. A lot more delegates are at stake this Saturday at a Marriott Hotel in Washington, D.C. That's when the Rules and Bylaws Committee of the Democratic National Committee has a meeting. The committee is trying to resolve the mess of Michigan and Florida. Those states violated the rules by moving up their primary dates, and because of that, the DNC declared their delegates wouldn't count. Obama and Clinton agreed. Then Hillary Clinton won in both Florida and Michigan, and she has been pushing hard to reinstate all of those delegates. That would narrow, but not erase, Obama's current lead. It comes to a head on Saturday. Jerome Wiley Segovia is a member of that Rules and Bylaws Committee. He has not endorsed either candidate, and he stopped by to explain what will actually happen.
There's going to be 30 members of the committee, some staff, and then there's going to be several hundred members of the public who have already registered for tickets, and then there will be standby folks that are going to be there in the hopes that somebody hasn't shown up.
Those were pretty hot tickets, I understand.
They were, and at the last minute they actually added an extra wrinkle. You had to actually sign up as a Democrat on the website. They have something called Party Builder. It's sort of like Facebook, and if you didn't have a Party Builder account, a lot of folks weren't able to get a ticket.
Now, why would so many people be so interested in coming to watch this?
It's something historic, definitely, and so folks who are political junkies who are aware of the implications of the meeting definitely would be worthwhile to drive here, or if you live here, to see what happens. And I think some folks were motivated, thinking that their presence maybe would make a difference if there were a number of them.
Can they do anything? Can they protest? Can they yell?
Well, both campaigns have asked their supporters to try to not add to any unscheduled chaos. That's right.
Yeah,
so,
good luck.
But certainly,
it sounds like scheduled chaos to me.
That's the rest of the meeting.
Now, let's talk about the proposals that have the best chance of working out. If you are a supporter of Barack Obama,
yes,
which plan that's on the table would work best for you?
The simplest plan is to simply say, please reiterate the position that you took on December 1st, which is to apply a 100% penalty. I don't believe they're going to ask for that because it would not take into account the promise that Governor Dean made to seat Florida and Michigan in some way. And so I think the closest thing to that would be to say we would like to have the delegates seated perhaps in the percentages that resulted on Election Day, but we want a 50% reduction of the actual number of people to go to Denver.
So half the people, but they get a full vote, right?
Yes.
Okay. And if you want to see Hillary Clinton get the nomination, you would be happy with what plan?
To have 100% of the delegates go to Denver and to follow the numbers that came out of Election Day. And that would also include the superdelegates would be restored at 100%. It would probably help them also if they were to request to not automatically award any delegates to Senator Obama for Michigan. Although, regardless, he would probably get a bulk of the uncommitted delegates from Michigan.
Now, we're making somewhat light of this matter, but it sounds as if the nomination could be decided by what happens at that hotel.
It could be decided. It's very complex. You'd have to have an Excel spreadsheet and a whiteboard and some assistance to help you, but certainly it's going to be a very important meeting because of the number of delegates involved. There's 368, almost 400, which is about 10% of the total number of delegates to Denver.
So when Saturday's over, you take a vote, you make a decision. Is it over there? Is that the end of it?
We're going to try to come up with the best possible decision so that the matter doesn't have to be heard again. But there is always the chance that the Credentials Committee, which takes up jurisdiction on July 1st.
They take over for you.
They do, in fact. And so our committee is suspended and they take over and they could potentially decide to hear a challenge to whatever we decide on Saturday. But we will try to aim for the best possible result so that that's not necessary.
Jerome Wiley Segovia is a member of the DNC Rules and Bylaws Committee, talking with us about the meeting of that committee in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
And you can read more about the people on the Rules and Bylaws Committee at npr.org/elections.